Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Medtronic, ticker MDT, one of the biggest names in medical devices, and breaking down whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio right now. Medtronic just wrapped up what management is calling its best year in a decade, and the stock has been reacting to that momentum, mixed with some sector headwinds. We're going to look at the numbers, the growth drivers, valuation, and what the setup looks like going forward. Medtronic develops and sells device-based therapies across cardiovascular, neuroscience, medical surgical, and diabetes care. The company operates worldwide with about 95,000 employees and is headquartered in Dublin. At its core, Medtronic focuses on chronic disease management through implants, monitoring systems, and surgical tools that physicians rely on every day. Breaking down the latest fiscal year revenue, the cardiac and vascular group led with roughly $12.5 billion, followed by neuroscience at $9.8 billion, medical surgical at $8.4 billion, and diabetes at $2.8 billion. Geographically, the United States contributed about $17.2 billion, while international markets outside the US and Ireland made up the rest. That balanced mix gives Medtronic exposure to both mature and emerging procedure volumes. On the earnings front, fiscal 2026 showed revenue climbing to $36.4 billion from $33.5 billion the prior year, with net income reaching $4.8 billion and diluted EPS at 3.73. Organic growth has been running in the mid-single digits, helped by strength in cardiovascular and diabetes platforms, plus disciplined cost control that protected margins even as input costs rose. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit near $91.7 billion, with current assets comfortably covering short-term liabilities at a current ratio above 2.5. Operating cash flow came in at $7.3 billion, supporting $1.9 billion in capital expenditures and leaving solid free cash flow to fund dividends and acquisitions. Debt to equity remains reasonable, around 0.57, giving the company room to keep investing in new platforms. From a valuation standpoint, shares trade around 20.5 times trailing earnings and about 2.7 times sales. The forward PE has compressed into the mid-teens range on 2026-2027 estimates, and the 3.8% dividend yield provides a nice cushion. Compared with peers in the medical device space, Medtronic looks reasonably priced given its scale and cash generation. Strengths include consistent organic growth above expectations, a diversified portfolio, and a healthy dividend. Weaknesses center on slower growth in certain legacy segments and exposure to procedure volume fluctuations. Opportunities lie in bolt-on acquisitions like the recent SPR Therapeutics deal that expands neuromodulation offerings, plus new product launches in diabetes and cardiovascular. Threats include regulatory shifts, reimbursement pressure, and broader macroeconomic impacts on hospital spending. Over the past year, the stock is down about 4%, with a sharper 20% decline over 6 months as the broader sector rotated. Longer term, 5-year returns sit near negative 34%, reflecting multiple compression even as fundamentals stabilized. Short-term momentum has improved following the recent earnings beat, with the stock bouncing off lows on volume. Running a discounted cash flow model with conservative assumptions around 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to an intrinsic value in the upper 50s. That sits below the current market price, suggesting the shares embed some optimism about future growth. Comparing that DCF output to the market snapshot valuation near 90 shows a range where patient investors might find entry points on any pullback toward the mid-60s or lower, especially if the dividend keeps compounding. Overall, Medtronic offers a compelling mix of defensive healthcare exposure, reliable cash flow, and a dividend that can help ride out volatility. If you're looking for a long-term holding in the medical device space at a reasonable multiple, this one is worth watching on dips. Thanks for tuning in. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.